I want to thank Andrew for asking my wife and me, could you suggest two of your favorite songs that you would like sung in our service this evening? And two were Jerry's favorites and two were mine. And just thank you, Andrew, for giving us a chance to sing some songs that mean so much to us. Why don't we look to the Lord in prayer? How good it is that we are able to be here this evening to gather in the name of the Lord and to worship Him. And that's what we want this all to be about this evening. Our Father, we do thank you and praise you for who you are and what you mean to us and how unmistakably you have worked in each of our lives. We thank you for this lengthy connection that has transpired here. We thank you for the faithfulness of these who have stood with us. We thank you for your faithfulness to us as a church and church families. We have not been nearly as faithful to you as you have been and remain to us. But we praise you for your working and your ways. And I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts this evening as we try to honor you. I pray that you would speak to our hearts. May we go away from here saying that it has been good to have been in the house of the Lord. In your name I pray and thank you. Amen. Andrew, you like to write titles down. You got your pencil handy? This one is called God Has the Answer. God has the answer. If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God, and God has the answer. A number of years ago, I ran across an article that had been written and was so impressed with it, clipped it, and want to just share some things from that article this evening. Trust it will be a blessing to you. It's encouraging to know how willing and able God is to supply and help us, whatever our need is and whenever we need Him. Thus, the title, God Has the Answer. And this is one of those things where, once again, you're going to say, "Why, Pastor, maybe this anniversary stuff just went to your head. What happened to those easy-to-follow outlines that you quite often give?" Well, this is going to be one of those that it's not going to be outline 1, 2, and 3 like we were this morning, but I trust it'll be a blessing to you. This particular article started out with this heading, "When in doubt, trust in Him." For all the negative things we say, how many of you have ever said anything negative? "I can't," "I don't," here we go. For every negative thing we say, God has a positive answer. For instance, when we say it's impossible, turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 27. In Luke 18, 27, he said, "The things which are impossible with men are what? Possible with God." Remember that the next time you or I are tempted to just let fly off of our tongue. "It's impossible. This can't..." Wait a minute. Does God mean what He says? Can we be encouraged by the truth of His Word? There are things that are impossible with men, but not with God. Praise the Lord. The next time you say, I can't go on, we need to remember 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. For in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. When I say, I can't go on, that's when we are giving God the opportunity to show himself strong in our behalf. If at that time we say and turn in faith to our Heavenly Father and say, Father, I can't do this, but I'm trusting your word, for you tell me I can. And you've promised me in your word that your grace is going to be sufficient for me in this. And you know, a couple of years ago, I testified of the truthfulness of these very words as I was recouping from my open heart surgery. And I said, I stand before you as a testimony of the truth of God's word, because on my own, I could not crawl on that table and say, cut me open. But God gave me peace. And God said, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Let me give you strength for this, because I know you don't have strength for this. Let me take over. And he did. Not only should we be remembering 2 Corinthians 12, 9, but also we need to be remembering Psalm 91, verse 15, which says, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I can't go on. Our Father says, you call on me, and I'm going to take you through this. I will deliver you. Sometimes we're heard saying, I just can't figure things out. I just don't understand what's going on here. We need to turn at a time like that to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Ed Beeman's favorite verses. If I had a dollar for every time the years that Ed and Gene were here, I heard him quote that, I could take you all out to eat. Because anytime he had a chance, we would hear Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and what? Lean not unto thine own understanding. Wait a minute, that's what I just said. I can't figure things out. And our Heavenly Father says, don't try. Just trust me. Don't try to figure it out. In all of your ways, acknowledge me. And then what does he say? I will do what? I will direct you. I will show you how this is going to work out. And I just think of Jonathan's testimony Can't we say amen to that, Jonathan? Oh, my word. It was no surprise that Evelyn did not want to move out of that house. Jonathan didn't either, but he knew it needed to happen, but not Evelyn. I don't want to leave this house. And we all prayed with Jonathan for a long time, not just since Thursday night. Some of us have been praying about this for months and months and months, Jonathan. I don't know how this is going to work out. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And He will do what? Direct your paths. We like oftentimes when we're up against something, one of our favorites is, I can't do it. Maybe you've heard those words come through your own lips. I can't do this. At a time like that, we need to remember Philippians 4:13, and maybe somebody could even quote that, which tells us what? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, read that verse, and then look heavenward and tell God, this isn't going to work. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. You don't know what you're talking about in your word. No, God says, you can. Through me. You can do it. God has the answer for anything negative we come up against, and we try to sometimes make excuses. Things like when we say, well, I'm just not able to do that. I'm just not able. Maybe somebody else can, but I'm not able to do that. We need to remember 2 Corinthians 9:11 at a time like, 9:8 at a time like that, which says, and God is, what's the next word? Able. Whoa. That's the word I just said. I am not able, but guess who is able? God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in how many things? All things. There isn't ever anything you or I are going to come up against that God's grace will not be sufficient for us. That we may just get by, just squeak through. What's your Bible say? That we may abound to every good work. Wow. Wow. What an answer. What an answer God has for us. Here's one that probably is relevant. I'm too tired. I'm too tired. I won't ask how many have uttered those words. But it's interesting that the Lord even has an answer for that one in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. You know the familiar invitation that the Lord has uttered there. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We may be tired, but guess who has the strength we need and the rest and the peace God does. And then there's times people are heard saying, I can't manage. I just can't. We might substitute handle. There's just so much going on. I can't manage all this. Philippians 4:19, we find that Paul told us, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You can't manage, you don't know how this is all going to work out. Guess what? God's promised to supply all we need. He'll take care of managing. He'll show you how those ends can meet and how we can actually get things accomplished. If I didn't know better, I'd say I wrote this one down. This next one. I'm not smart enough. I'm not smart enough to do this. I've laughed for over 2 years because when we were recouping from heart surgery, 2 years ago, Jerry said, I think it's time we've always felt that one cell phone between us was good enough, but now that you've had this heart surgery, I think I would feel a little bit more comfortable if you had a cell phone as well. So guess what I would do? Did I go out and get a dumb phone? No. An old man bought a smartphone. And I often admit, I'm not smarter. This thing is smarter than I. I tell you, that thing has a mind of its own. I'll be doing one thing with it and conclude and start to put it away. And the next thing I know, somebody is saying, hello, hello. That thing is so smart, it's dialed up one of my contacts that I wasn't even thinking about. That crazy thing's got a mind of its own. Smart. I'm not smart enough for this, we often say. And you know, sometimes, I hate to admit it's all seriousness now. That's nothing but a cop-out. And that's nothing but an excuse. I'm not smart enough for this. Oh, I don't mean you have to tackle things that only a rocket scientist could tackle, or a physicist or something like that, but it's so easy to just let that roll off of our lips and we try to pass it off. You know, I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough smarts to do something like that. Oh, yeah? We need 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 at a time like that, which tells us this. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. God says, just ask me, I'll give you the wisdom you need. Don't say you're not smart enough. I have the wisdom. You'll get the wisdom. You have the Holy Spirit living in you. And we find that we are in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and so on. Here's one oftentimes that we also speak. And we say, I just don't have enough faith. I just don't have enough faith. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, sound familiar? We read the first 9 verses of Romans 12 for our scripture reading this morning, and notice in verse 3 of chapter 12, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of" what? Faith. God has given us faith. And you say, but sometimes I feel my faith is weak. Do you know how to get stronger faith? Romans 10 tells us faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. If you say, my faith is weak, I just don't have enough faith to get through this, get into the Word of God. Get into the work, get into the Word of God. Elsewhere in the New Testament, it talks about the trials of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. But we don't like trials, do we? Do you know that that's one of God's oft-used methods to increase one's faith who perhaps has been a little weak in the faith? Just give them some more trials. Give them some more opportunities to trust and wait and commit and turn to the Lord and just give Him the chance to see what He will do. God has given every one of us a measure of faith. Sometimes we say, I always feel worried and frustrated. I have trouble handling things. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, we find that the Lord tells us this, casting all your care upon Him, for He what? Careth for you. You say, I'm always down. I've got so much bogging me down. It worries me. And the Lord says, child of mine, I'm here. Let me carry your burdens. Matthew 11. Come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy. I will give you rest. And here He says, you've got cares. You're weighed down with things. Cast your care on Him because what? He careth for you. Finally, sometimes we catch ourselves saying, I just feel all alone. I feel like I'm the only one that is facing this. I'm doing it all alone. I don't have anybody else with me. In Hebrews 13:5, we find, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will what? Never leave you nor forsake you. You're not alone if you know the Lord as your personal Savior. We're never alone. What wonderful promises God has given to us. When we realize that we need to trust Him in everything we do. A good number of years ago in the Our Daily Bread, this article appeared. And it said, an answer for everything. Well, that kind of fits with our title, doesn't it? God has the answer. And it says in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the author says, "Dad, can I have $10? Dad, can you help me with my math? Dad, what's the capital of Maine? Dad, why can't we get another car? Dad, I didn't make the team. The questions and requests and needs of my children seem endless. Whether they're in junior high and high school and college or married, they never stop needing help. Often I can provide the help they need, but sometimes I am unable to come up with the answer or the solution. As much as I would like to, I don't have an answer or the resources for everything, but I know who does. I know that God supplies all of our needs. And He knows when our requests are genuine and they're genuine needs, or when He must redirect our thinking instead. Consider this. When we think we're too tired to go on, Jesus says, I will give you rest, Matthew 11:28. When we think no one cares, Jesus says He loves us, in John chapter 15. When we can't figure things out, God says He will guide us, in Psalm 48. When we need forgiveness, God says He will forgive us if we will confess our sins, in 1 John 1. God is our Heavenly Father who wants to come to us with our requests, wants us to come to Him with our requests. He wants us to listen to Him speak through His Word, for He has an answer for everything. And the closing poem says, "For answered prayer, we thank You, Lord. We know You're always there to hear us. When we call on You, we're grateful for Your care." God never gets tired of our asking. Shall we close in prayer? Thank You, Father, that You do have the answer to all of our needs. We thank You for just a chance to look through this kind of a varied survey of some things that oftentimes we find ourselves assuming, forgetting that You do have the answers for us. I pray that we might remember this in coming days, that we might trust You more, we might look to You more, and that we might allow You to grow our faith even through the trials and tests that come. In Your name we pray and thank You. Amen.